Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Lois Geller's our guest. She's our good friend, a 10-year-plus member of our Brain Trust. She joined us when she was only 25, and it's amazing how smart she's gotten in the last 10 years. She's the author of the book Response, which is the Bible on direct marketing, and she's one of the smartest ladies I know. Lois Geller, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim.
Good to have you back. She's also the founder and the president of Lois Geller Marketing, which is does a great job of helping people put their best foot forward out there with customers, with prospects and customers. Lois, one of the things that you do a great job of, you're a very courageous lady. I always admire the way you're willing to say, "Hey, world, here I am. What do you think? How do you like me so far?" And you don't have a problem getting out of your comfort zone. A lot of people do. They have a problem getting outside not only their comfort zone but their own four walls, don't they?
I think they do, and I think that if we don't reinvent ourselves, we kind of start talking and speaking and staying in one particular place in our lives. And the real exciting part is getting out of there and doing something truly unique. You know, I was reading a piece this morning while I was waiting for you to call, and it was a piece about a psychology book author, Dr. Gray, and he was talking about how he believes that productive work and things make sense for these boring societies, and these boring people and these boring societies grow crops, harvest crops, cook crops, eat them, sit and wait silently for tomorrow, and then they do it all again. And I think a lot of small business owners do the same thing over and over again. And if you do something different, if you really get out of your comfort zone and try something new, it can make all the difference in the world.
I don't know how you can stay in business these days if you aren't prepared to reinvent yourself.
Well,
I mean, when I was coming up, you know, many, many decades before you were born, Lois, when people were in business, they could kind of do what you said. They could open a business. They could, you know, open it up year after year, decade after decade, and nothing much changed, right? You remember the little storefronts that you grew up around and I grew up around? Nothing changed from mom and pop all those years. It's not like that anymore.
No, it's not like that. We had a little drugstore at the end of our block called Dr. Luskin's drugstore, and I don't think he ever moved the merchandise. I could go blindfolded into his little store and go pick up the Band-Aids and always know where they were.
Right.
And now you really have to change with the times, and you have to change often because your competitors are. And I think it's also good for your brain. I think it's good for yourself to change a lot. You know, people often ask, how could you be so interested in social media? It's all about, you know, what you ate for breakfast or, you know, the ham sandwich you had for lunch. And I'm fascinated with it. And as you know, I'm a social media Twitter, Facebook addict. And if I hadn't done that, I think I wouldn't still be in business today.
So for you, that was a way of reinventing yourself, wasn't it?
It really was, and
It doesn't mean that that has to be what you reinvent, you folks. It's just she's just giving you an example of how it revitalized. You're always vibrant and vital, but this was something that really caught you by, you know, you caught on to.
It did, and I think at first I didn't want to do it because it was hard for me to learn. But the more I really encouraged my own self to get on it every day and four or five times a day, the more I decided and discovered the potential of it, and for my clients too. And it really changed their businesses as well. And just that one thing, you know, trying social media yourself, just that one thing, changing the way you ordinarily do something. Mm-hmm. And when I went, and a boss of mine told me, you have to go take the Dale Carnegie course, because when you speak, everybody glazes over and goes to bed. I took the Dale Carnegie course, and that was a life changer for me. Mm-hmm. It really was. And so sometimes you buy a book that's something that you would never be interested in, and you buy it, and all of a sudden you're thinking differently. So I think it sort of jogs us out of our
right.
little place.
Well, it could be, and next time your Chamber of Commerce brings a speaker in, brings a trainer in, does a lunch and learn, or anything like that, next time there's any kind of an event where it sounds like something that's focused on a small business, just do it. Just go do it. Sign up and go there. Even no matter what else is going on, do it. I promise you, you will be happy that you did.
You know, I was asked to speak at an event a couple of weeks ago, and I really didn't want to do this. And Rachel, my assistant, said, I just think you should go and do it. And the man called a few times, and anyway, it was far out of where I could find the place. You know, so I thought, well, I can't find it. And Rachel said, well, I'll drive you. Anyway, that turned out to have that one breakfast that I did a speech for turned out to send us three potential clients.
Wow.
And three potential friends if they don't
mm-hmm.
become clients.
Right.
But I had the best time. And those, doesn't that happen to you?
I've said this on the show many times before. I don't know how many times we've gone somewhere, whether I was speaking or, especially if I wasn't speaking, I didn't have necessarily a reason to go. And
yeah.
We went anyway, and we ran into somebody that made all the difference in the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You've got to get out of your comfort zone, folks. You've got to get off your backside. You got to get outside of your four walls.
Listen to Jim.
And you've got to say, hey, world, I'm going to meet you at least halfway.
Exactly.
The world is not going to come and get you. The world is not going to come and knock on your door, folks. The world is going to come halfway and look over at you, and if you're not there, they're going to move on. It's going to move on.
Absolutely. And don't give the excuse that you have to work. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Right.
And if you're constantly at your desk saying, oh, I'm up to my ears and this and that and the other thing, I think you have to make time, build time into your schedule every
right.
week to do something out of the office.
I don't know how many times I have spoken. I know you've had this happen to yourself, where somebody came up to me after I made a presentation, an employee who said, I came, but I wish my boss had come. Because
mm-hmm.
you said some things that I wish my boss could have heard. But the boss didn't come for whatever reason. So, folks, get out there. Get off your backside. Get outside your four walls. Meet the world halfway. Do what Lois says. Lois Geller and I will be right back. Lois, give us the website quickly, please.
LoisGellerMarketingGroup.com.
Couldn't be easier. Quick break. Stay with us. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.